You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi everyone, welcome to another video from moneyhalakha.com, where you can get this video and all the other previous videos, as well as join our free WhatsApp video groups. Today we're going to be discussing a question of defending your property and your privacy in a specific case of a drone that is coming into your property, flying in. The question is are you allowed to defend your personal space by breaking, damaging, or shooting down the drone? I know shooting is a little bit extreme, but there are cases of people having done that. The question today is are you allowed to actually damage and break the other person's drone to protect your privacy and your property? So today we're going to be using the notes from the Beis Havad Halakha Center, and we already have gone into this subject in previous videos. Videos number 79 was in general about Hezek Ria, about encroaching into somebody else's privacy, as well as we had in video number 55. So in that last video, 79, we also had a different question of whether or not you're allowed to look into somebody else's car. We'll get to that after this first part. So they say over here, the Beis Havad Halakha brings a machlokes, a poskim, in regards to Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Chaf Ches Amid Aleph. It speaks about if your ox is being attacked by somebody else's ox, the Gemara says over there that you shouldn't damage the other ox, just pull your ox out of the way. And if, by way of you pulling your ox to protect it, you damage the attacking ox that's coming and hurting yours, if the other guy gets damaged, so that's okay, and you're putted from that. So the poskim debate of what's going to be in a case where you can't actively protect your own property or your ox without actively going out and damaging the other ox. So it's a machlekes in the poskim whether or not you would be allowed to do it. Some poskim say that you would never be allowed to damage the other person's ox, where the other ones say that you would be allowed, if there's no other choice, to damage the other person's ox. So in our case as well, it is not so clear in the case of a drone coming into somebody's property. We're talking about a case where there is no other recourse. You have no other way of stopping this drone from coming into your property and videoing or taking away your privacy. Of course, it's usher to do, like we spoke about before. The question is that if you have no other way of stopping the drone in a peaceful manner, of just calling them or telling the guy to take the drone down and stuff like that, would you be allowed to break the drone? So that's going to be the question in here of whether or not, and assuming all other cases, of course, every case has to be dealt specifically by a qualified halachic posek in the area, but that's going to be the machlekes over here, is whether or not this machlekes haposkim is going to apply in this case over here by the drones. Who do we paskin like? There are other cases about protecting yourself as well. The poskim will go out is if you're allowed to damage somebody else who is coming into your property. That also comes into the question in regards to somebody who has like a chicken coming into his field or damaging his business, whether or not you're allowed to put out poison and damage the chicken. So in addition to that case, calculating all the factors, it comes out as another factor in calculating the case of the drones. It would also depend on whether the person who's flying into your property, if they're doing it maliciously, like they're doing it on purpose and they want to go against you, that may be sand of reason more why a person would be able to take more defense and damage the drone coming in. Whereas if the person is just doing it, he's videoing or just flying a drone around and he doesn't mean to be doing it maliciously in a bad way, then it may not be as so simple to damage. Again, we're not passing in this case because it's unclear, as well as the additional factor is the fact that the law of the land could override the halakhas over here, and as those laws are coming out, it's not so often, it hasn't been so long we've had drones, so the government has not given clear guidelines of how a person is allowed to protect themselves. If the government does give guidelines of how a person could protect their privacy against drones, then that technically could override the halakhic boundary over here, and a person would be able to defend himself even if the halakha would technically not. Again, all these cases have to be spoken over with a qualified poisek. Thank you very much and have a great day.